Japan. Now launching the dumbest radio show in America. Welcome to Common Man and T-Bone.
This is a new show today.
Oh?
Yes.
What's this show?
Positivity.
Positivity with
Positivity
Man and Bone?
With Man and Bone.
I don't know about that.
We're going to work in positive vibes every single day. We're doing food every day. Let's do positivity every day.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
Timmy Hall.
I will rub one on my face.
And a collection of profane noises.
Coach?
No, Dom.
I'm a genetic freak. And I'm not normal.
I want me some glory hole.
I'll keep it in the room.
Stop breathing.
It used to be a lot longer.
The numbers don't lie.
This is stupid. This is man and bone.
Happy weekend. Welcome in. Hello, Bone.
Hello, man.
You know, it's very special today if you are listening to this show on the air. This is our last weekend show that's going to air on the fan.
Yeah,
because,
so... go ahead.
I was going to say because we got canceled.
By who?
Fish.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So not the masses, as we've all anticipated?
No, Fish. Well, I mean, there's time for that, too. But Fish wanted to start, you know, local programming, live local programming a little bit earlier. And so we graciously gave up our time slot.
Yeah. So this is the last show where we're going to say things like frick or dang it or poo.
The show
on the podcast.
Yeah,
version
the show
of this
will still exist,
yeah.
But you have to be a subscriber to the podcast to get it. And if you're not a subscriber, don't worry. We're not going to nickel and dime you because it's free. Just go to wherever you get your audio, search Common Man and T-Bone, click subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device, including special weekend shows like this one.
But the next time we do this, they'll be uncensored. I mean, we could just, I mean, the content will be from the radio, but our little intro, we could theoretically say whatever we want.
I mean, you can say whatever you want now and then Ted can bleep it out.
Yeah, but we won't be bleeping it next time. Right, Ted? Right, Ted?
Right.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
Depends how bad it is.
Yeah.
Like if you start talking about your night with the Klan, we may have to...
The Klan?
Edit that out.
Which Klan, Mike? Which one are you referencing?
I'm
unfamiliar.
Klux Klan.
Oh, no, no. I don't.
That Klan.
I don't do anything with them.
I see.
I don't know them.
What's coming up on the show today, Teddy?
So we had lots of fun making our own original music this week.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll hear little samples from all of those songs that we played this week. We chatted about what dream we would have if we were in a coma.
I remember none of that.
Well, you had
I do remember.
I think
that.
I'm in a coma right now.
You had a nice little scenario, and then Bone tried to crap all over it.
That's right. I did remember.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And you guys chatted about a time where Common Man told us that he lost the trust of his parents forever.
Mm-hmm.
And so
that's
we
right.
can relive that
yeah.
moment. Yes.
I wonder why this show has been canceled.
Yes.
When you hear that story, you'll know why.
Yeah. Do they, did you have anything in there about us blowing chunks?
Yeah, I think blowing chunks did make it, actually.
Okay, good.
Yes,
good to know that there was a story about blowing chunks. It's definitely not what you think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not chops. It was chunks.
It's a little meta because it's like us talking about this and now we're on this talking about that. It's like an inside
Christopher Nolan movie.
Yeah. It's like Inception.
Inception, yeah.
Yeah, we inceptioned ourselves in this one.
And we had lots of silliness from our Wild Card Wednesday show that you'll hear some of that too.
All right. It's the last one. Common Man and T-Bone Weekend starts now.
Common Man and T-Bone Weekend.
I was talking to Jason earlier. And I said, hey, man, you good to come on? And he said, I guess so. And I said, talk to me, Goose.
Yeah, what's going on?
Something's bothering you. He says, I have a major plumbing problem at the house.
Oh, no.
I said, oh. Did my wife and daughter come over and clog your toilets like they do mine every weekend?
And what did he say to
that?
He
said, no, he said, first of all, his wife and daughters do that all themselves.
Oh, okay, I see.
Let's see what he said his problem was. He said it was a hose bib issue.
Hose bib?
Hose bib.
You know what?
I don't know what that is.
I have no idea either. I was going to say all the times in my life where I've had to deal with my hose bib.
Teddy, do you know what a hose bib is?
I do not know what that is.
You know what?
How about we find a real man to ask?
I've done some plumbing work, but a hose bib.
Here we go. Hose bibs. It looks like the faucet, like you would have at the outside where you would put your hose. A hose bib.
Outside.
Yeah, it looks like that's maybe what's causing the problem here.
Okay.
Unless he has one of these inside, maybe he does. I don't know.
Anyway, we'll ask him.
Okay.
Because he says he's still going to join us despite his hose bib issue.
That's
he will
good.
Join us at 5:34.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Draft this weekend. What'd you do this weekend? You stay at home, watch the draft?
No, I had it on from time to time, but we had a little charity thing we were doing on Saturday. Family, Pancreatic Cancer Action Network, Purple Stride. Shout out to everybody who went to that here in Columbus. Big day, raised a lot of money to fight pancreatic cancer. We were not in favor of pancreatic cancer, as you might guess. We're anti-pancreatic cancer.
Oh, I thought you were for it.
We're not raising it for the cancer. I think that's another charity. Someone else is. So we had to work against them. But yeah, it was a good time out there.
I wasn't invited. So
it's a charity walk.
I know, but it's nice to
be
asked.
You're allowed to come to it.
I know I'm allowed.
You're allowed to donate money to it.
It's nice to be asked. That's all.
For what it's worth, anybody still interested to find out more, pancan.org. The pancreatic cancer did not go away just because we walked on Saturday. So if you'd like to donate to the cause, you can. Pancan.org.
That's nice.
Give them a little plug. Also, my wife was chairing this event, so she was very busy. Which is why I took Friday off, was to help with that. Brutus Buckeye came out.
Nice.
She hired a Brutus Buckeye to come out there, make an appearance, which was very cool. We got the tallest Brutus Buckeye I've ever seen in my life.
What are you talking about? There's only one Brutus Buckeye.
Sure. He's grown. Because I'll tell you what, if this Brutus Buckeye stood next to the OSU men's basketball team, people would say, why is this dude not playing? Whoever was in the...
Maybe it's Zed. Maybe Zed's in there.
He
transferred to Dayton, but
yeah,
he's still doing his Brutus Buckeye stuff.
Please note, this is not a criticism, and I know people can't control how tall they are for whatever they want to do in life. What I am saying is, I felt like a kid. When I saw Brutus Buckeye,
make you feel good that you felt
yes,
like a kid?
It was impressive to me when Brutus is walking around. I'm like, this is a huge Brutus Buckeye. He was larger than life, which is, so I can't imagine little kids just like, probably feels like if you're tripping acid, they're
maybe
just like, oh my
he's
God.
A former Buckeye.
Could have been. I don't know.
What was his name? Mark Terwilliger? Matt Terwilliger.
I think
maybe it was him.
Not to, are we just doing it?
Maybe it was BJ Mullins.
I'm pretty sure the cheerleading staff is involved with Brutus Buckeye. They know Brutus Buckeye.
I see.
They are aware of how Brutus Buckeye gets to and from places. I'm guessing it's someone who's involved with the cheerleading staff is my guess. Right.
So good job. You raised money for pancreatic cancer. How much money did you raise?
I don't know the final tally, but I mean, I think it was close to $100,000.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
Good job, everybody.
You know what I did?
What'd you do?
I went to Menards.
Hey, save big money.
I didn't save big money because I went in there. I didn't need anything.
Oh, I see.
And I walked out. I spent $200.
See? But did you get that discount for like the rebate for 11% off or whatever it is?
I don't know what the hell I got.
They always give you a little coupon at the end like, hey, go and send this rebate in.
I didn't get any coupon.
Oh, well.
I was just in a daze.
Wow.
My daughter's putting stuff in the cart.
Yeah, that can be dangerous if you go in without a plan and with a child.
No plan. I walked out with a drill. I have no idea how I got the new drill.
Wait.
But I bought one.
Why did you get a drill? We established with the hose bib.
I'm not a plumber.
No, but
if
saying,
I need to put like a screw in the wall, I could do that.
Yeah, you call Tim. That's what you did last time.
No.
Where you asked me and Ted.
Tim helped me to hang the picture because it was a large picture.
Oh, but you know where to put the...
But if I had to put the
screw in.
What's the word I'm looking for? Soffits? That's not right.
What? Soffits?
What's the thing they give you? The drywall anchors. That's what I mean.
Oh.
You put the drywall anchors in, then you put the screw in, mm-hmm. and you hang heavy crap.
Yeah, you've done that.
I can do it.
Okay.
And now I can do it even better with my new drill.
Great.
From Menards. Save big money, touch Menards.
That's probably how that song goes for everybody who doesn't work for Menards, right?
When I was a kid, we had Menards in Chicagoland.
Yeah.
Way before they came here. I was the OG Menards.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
like my
that's,
wife.
That's They're from I up in that area, right?
I saw Maroon 5 back when I... The Queen's come. The Queen has morphed with my wife now. I saw Maroon 5 before anybody heard of them. I saw them at a house party in college. I discovered them.
Mm-hmm. I discovered Menards.
Did you? And I remember the actual Menards guy. Like right now, there's the cartoon Menards guy.
Yes.
Like if you go in the store, it's just a picture, the cartoon of the guy.
With the voice.
There used to be a real guy.
Sure.
And he was just called the Menards guy.
It was an actor, right?
And he lived in Wisconsin, where Menards was headquartered.
They're from Eau Claire?
I don't know.
I know the town. I don't know the name of
somewhere,
how you say it.
Somewhere in Wisconsin.
Anyway. Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
And so you couldn't turn on the television in the 90s in Chicagoland without hearing, save big money at Menards, and it's this guy.
You know,
he's doing all the commercials, and he's showing you what's on sale, and he's walking down the aisles. He was the most annoying person ever, but he was effective because you remembered him.
Yeah, of course.
And so I'm watching this news story about how this town in Wisconsin where this guy lives, the post office is getting inundated with mail for this guy.
Oh.
And all it's addressed to is the Menards guy and then the name of the town. There's no address, but they all know where this guy lives. So they go deliver it to his house.
Oh, my.
And he has bags and bags of mail coming to his house. And it's all, I hate you, I'm going to kill you,
no.
Menards guy.
Oh,
yes.
No.
So this guy is just getting truckloads of mail coming to his house. Death threats. I'm going to kill you, Menards guy.
I didn't know the lore on Menards was so dark.
Oh, yeah.
I had no idea. See, here's my connection to Menards, which is they started coming in here as a chain, right? I remember seeing them around town in the last 20 years, 15 years, whenever they kind of made their footprint. But I remember in auto racing, there had been Menards-sponsored cars, and they were always the most annoying highlighter yellow color you could find because that's their
They wanted to stand out.
Well, then it actually turns out that Paul Menard was in various racing series that I would watch. And I thought he's always sponsored by Menards. His name's Paul Menard. I'm going to go ahead and say he must be related to the Menard family that owns Menards. Sure enough, he's the son of John Menard Jr., who founded that chain. So when you go there and you bought stuff, let's say 20 years ago when you were going to Menards as a kid.
You were funding the racing team.
This rich kid. And guess what he did? He won the Brickyard 400, which is one of the most prestigious races NASCAR has.
Let me tell you, you may think I'm crapping on Menards. I'm not. They don't pay me a dime.
No, it's fine.
I'm telling you, that's one of the stores that I walk into. I have no intention of buying anything. I walk out spending hundreds of dollars. Yeah. I don't have that at Target. I don't have that at Walmart. I have that at Menards. I will buy things I don't even need there.
That's a hardware store, too. I mean, I personally am a big fan of hardware stores for that reason, but also not a fan of them for that reason, because I will go in saying, I'm just going to go get this one thing I need. And then as I'm walking through, I'm like, well, I got to check out the garden center, right?
Oh, absolutely. Always got to check out the garden. You know, I got a hummingbird feeder. That's another thing I got.
Did you really?
Yeah, it's because Samantha wanted a hummingbird feeder.
Oh, get ready. Get ready for some fun. See the hummingbirds.
It's fun like hummingbirds.
Well, until you have to clean it out because all the wasps and bees find it and the hummingbirds say no.
What are you telling me that
for? No, I'm saying then you wash it. I know how this works. You wash it out. You bring it inside. You take a hose. Spray it off. That gets them all
away. Do I need a hose bib?
No, just a hose. You spray it off, then you take it inside, clean it thoroughly so the hummingbirds don't get infected or anything, and then you leave it inside for a few days. All the bees and stuff, they'll forget that it existed. They'll go find other sources of sweet stuff. You put it back out, the hummingbirds will find it again. So if you ever have that problem, now you know how to take care of it.
My backyard's already a gathering for all the woodland animals because I got a fountain back there now.
Oh,
I know. Must be nice.
Fountains are, that's a great way to get some birds.
I didn't think that through.
Birds love a bird bath.
Because every time I look out the window, they're dunking their head in there.
I'm
tapping on the glass. Get out of here. And they're inviting their friends
over. That's what you want.
And then the squirrel's over.
Oh,
he's washing himself in the fountain, and he's putting his nuts with my rocks. Stupid a-hole squirrel.
You know that's how a lot of trees get planted? Is from the ADHD squirrels, basically, who are like, I'm going to plant all these
nuts. I forgot where my nuts
were. Well, they bury them to keep them safe, and then they forget where they bury them.
Well, I got rocks surrounding the fountain.
Yeah.
Well, and the squirrel's hiding his nuts in my rocks.
That's not going to result in a tree. But all those other places that's how trees get planted. Because they plant all these nuts. They get some of them. They forget where they plant all of them. And no one finds them. And then a tree sprouts.
All right. We've managed to accomplish nothing in 13 minutes. Hey, Teddy, just real quick. Real quick.
Yeah.
This ain't one of them.
I know.
All right.
Can I also say, I miss hardware stores having spokesmen. Like Bob Vila, my guy, Ace True Value, used to do those commercials. The Menards guy. Home Depot never had a guy. Lowe's never had a guy, right?
No.
They never went that route. Actually, you know what they did have? NASCAR drivers. Jimmy Johnson, Tony Stewart. That's the closest they had. those guys driving their cars around, be like, hey, Home Depot. That'd be it. We never had like a hardware store guy for those stores. That's a shame.
Men and Bone request that you stick around because the show isn't over yet. More stupidity awaits you on the other side of the break. The Fan.
You know what this show is turning into?
What's that?
A vacation destination for idiots. So,
yes.
Before the show, we had a visit from longtime listener Emma Watson's bottom half.
Right.
The great thing about, you know, being streaming, being on podcasts, is that we have listeners from all over the world. Emma Watson's bottom half lives in Canada.
Yes, this is his Twitter name. Real name, Michael, just for what it's worth.
No, I don't care about his real name.
Okay, I'm just telling you.
Emma Watson's bottom half.
Michael, very nice guy.
He was traveling through the area, messaged us, and said, it would be great if I could just meet you guys. And so he stopped in to the radio station. He brought us gifts, which is always appreciated.
What did he bring us, Mike?
He brought us pies, is what he brought us.
Plural.
Pies.
Plural pies from not just anywhere. These are the pies from Joe Stone Crab down in Florida.
Yes, one key lime, which we've had,
oh,
and one chocolate pecan, which we have not had yet, but I'm excited about it. Also brought us from Italy, Milano Seamen t-shirts.
The men of the sea.
They're professional football.
They're a fairly successful
American football.
Well, yeah, it's the Italian Football League or whatever it's called, but it's not like. They call soccer football over there, obviously, too, but this is American Football League that is played in Italy. They're one of the teams, and I believe they have come here to America to play games because that's kind of what they do.
Has Hornkamp been transferred to them
before?
Well, he plays a different sport
entirely.
He plays
soccer,
but if
he did play, maybe we convert him to like a wide receiver or safety or something, or maybe a kicker. I mean, that would make sense,
right? Actual football.
Yeah, you have him. Yeah, it's actual football. The Milano Seamen, I believe.
Maybe he's an edge rusher. And then.
Well, how tall?
I don't think he's that. Jizz really squirts through that gap.
I don't think he's that tall. Like, I don't think he's got the body for that. I think he's a slighter build kind of guy. That's why I put him at like a skill position there, a speed position.
All right. Anyway, Emma Watson's bottom half came. We appreciate him caring so much that he wanted to come. If you are an international listener,
you'll
find yourself in the neighborhood, please do get in touch.
Well, I mean, even if you happen to be from somewhere that's not here and you happen to be driving through, I understand though, if it's international, I mean, we're talking like you may not make it back here at any point in the near future. We don't know. So we thought, all right, he's coming through. He asked. Yeah, we'll let him stop by. And
it also helped that he had gifts.
Turned out that we got some things out of it. We didn't know or plan about that, but that's great. It's nice to have.
Common Man and T-Bone Weekend. This is stupid. This is Man and Bone.
It is Wild Card Wednesday.
That one had a little bit of a slow burn to it. There's a little bit of a...
Well, you know, it's kind of hard work coming up with different variations every single week.
You know what? The fact that literally no one has asked for or told you to do that, and yet you choose every week to do it.
You know what?
It shows how dedicated... No. Wait.
It's over. It's over.
I'm trying to give him praise.
Teddy, this ain't one of them. I'm never doing
what
it again.
Said no. What I'm saying is, no one has forced you to do it. No one's asked you to do it. No one's made you do it. And yet you've chosen every week to push yourself to the limits of human exertion with that intro. And I'm saying I admire the dedication. That is something.
Let me ask a serious question.
Yeah.
To all the people who are listening.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody even like it? Because
yes,
if they don't,
I think people like it.
Because I don't like it at this point. It's too much.
Yeah.
It's like a full body convulsion.
I know how much it takes out of you. I know how much it takes out of you, buddy. That's
Wild
what I'm
card
saying.
Wednesday. Tweet us at manandbone971. Text us 614-787-3093. In addition to Wild Card Wednesday, we also are unveiling our new original song at 4 o'clock. Yesterday, we started this with the pop song simply called Ryan Day.
Yes.
Today, a new song. Tomorrow, 4 o'clock, new song. Friday, 4 o'clock, new song. And then we'll play all the songs, and you can vote on your favorite. And then that favorite will be given the treatment of a music video.
We still don't know how that's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
Okay. We have no idea.
I've been assured that we have people working on it.
Okay.
They're on the case.
Well, how are they working on it if we don't even know? Are they working on a version for all of them?
Bone, they're working on it.
We have top people.
Top
people
working on it. Yes.
Where are the middle people?
We are them.
Oh, okay. I would think actually we're probably
we
one of the bottom.
We got all the top people over there.
We strike more as a bottom, I got to be honest, than the top. But you know,
I would also like to preemptively say that during Rothman and Ice today, which sounded better than ever.
It always does.
Just my God.
It's always good.
Tyvus just takes it to a whole new level. I'm glad Rothman's dead.
No, he's not. He's fine, and he's great, and we love Rothman, and we love Tyvus. It's good that we have so many good hosts around here.
Yes. Anyway. The producer's control board, you know, the thing that keeps everybody on the air?
Yeah.
Crashed.
It did.
Yeah.
It did.
So there's a chance that could happen again.
Do we know, did it get fixed?
It got fixed, but nobody seems to know why.
Oh, okay. So it reset or refired up or something?
Well, here's the thing. Like, you go in to the hospital and you're having a heart attack.
Yeah.
Right? They hopefully bring you back to life.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's fine.
Yeah.
But you're laying in the hospital bed, and then later they'll say, oh, you had a heart attack because we found out your left ventricle was
right.
All clogged up.
Yes,
right?
Sure.
And now we have to put a stent in there, and we have to open it up. But that was the reason you had a heart attack. See, with radio engineers, it was, man, that was a disaster. We were off the air for 20 minutes. What happened? I don't know. I unplugged it. I plugged it back in. Now it works. Yes, but what do we have to do in the future to make sure that doesn't happen? I don't know.
Right. At some point, there's only so much you can do. I mean, if they already knew how to fix all that stuff and prevent it from happening,
yeah,
wouldn't
they do
it?
I understand that, but what I'm saying is they're not really good with the autopsies. They just look at it and say, it's dead. Yeah, but how did it die? I don't know.
Yeah, that's fair. I do think also, I have experience sometimes where you do go to the doctor and you're like, doc, my chest hurts. And they're like, I don't know. We did all the tests. You're just weird. Suck it up, buttercup. And you're like, but no, but I have a chest pain or something. They're like, well, we scanned you. You got all the tests. Another came back. I actually heard a story about this. I forget who the comedian was, but a comedian was telling a story about his dad who he ate like a tray of lasagna. This man apparently.
Oh, that's right. You told this story before.
And he went to the hospital and they said, oh, yeah. He had every symptom. They thought he had a massive heart failure. They said, this guy's going to need a heart replacement, everything, a whole bypass, everything. And then they said, the next day, they asked, did you eat anything odd before you came here? And they said, yeah, I ate a plate of lasagna.
Not a plate of lasagna.
A platter.
A whole tray.
Tray of it. And they said, yeah, we've never seen this much sodium, but that can actually make all of our tests go haywire. And so they said, we think that's what caused all the issues.
I feel better, doc. Got anything to eat?
I got to be honest. I didn't know you could do that. I didn't know you could eat enough food to fake modern technology into thinking that.
We murdered a drifter outside just to have a heart to give you. And now
you're telling us.
Now you're just walking out? Just killed this man in cold blood for no reason?
Seems like you did maybe another wrong there. It's probably not.
Anyway.
Is that hospital policy? No. We just did it. We were desperate.
We thought you weren't going to make it.
Yeah.
There's a guy on the corner. He bothers us every time we walk past him. He's always begging for something.
That sounds about right.
So we thought, let's kill him.
You know what?
Take his heart.
That is America 2024. This guy's annoying. Let's kill him. That's right. That's what we're doing.
Thanks for being part of our club of degenerates.
And still the phenomenon remains unexplained.
More Common Man and T-Bone Weekend is coming up. The Fan, Ohio Sports Destiny. Go.
Common Man and T-Bone brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. It is Wild Card Wednesday. If you're new to the show and you're saying, what is this Wild Card Wednesday? It's essentially code for we're extra stupid on Wednesdays. And you can ask us any dumb question or bring up any stupid topic and we're probably going to talk about it. You can tweet us at manandbone971. You can also text the burner phone, 614-787-3093.
Yeah, let me give you an example of one of my favorite phenomenons to happen in Wildcard Wednesday, and that is when one of our listeners proposes a question, which again can be anything, any off-the-wall topic. And not only does that question, is it good, it's so good that one of our other listeners then responds to that tweet with their own answer, which is equally good. So Urban's Little Meyer says, my guys, yesterday I was listening to the show with a guy who recently wrote a book about coma survivors. Well, all right. Tell me more. I'm
Sounds like a page turner.
I'd be interested. He mentioned sometimes that if you're a coma survivor, that too, that they are stuck in a dream state the entire time, and sometimes they live a second life. If you were stuck in a coma for a year, what would you want to happen or dream of?
What if we're in a coma now?
Well, that's the thing. You wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know.
Perception is reality. You're exactly right.
Can I tell you something? This coma sucks. If this is my coma, this coma sucks.
I mean, it has its ups. It's definitely not like, to your point, it's a good version of like what a real life could be. But like dream state coma version where it's like anything could happen. Like I could be a pro athlete in a dream state.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what my dream state would be. Okay. And we're sort of living it a little bit this week with these original songs that we're making. My dream state would be I am just a kick-ass guitar player, and I can shred vocals, and I'm on top of the charts, and I'm playing in front of 50,000 people every single night.
That is, that's very interesting.
Where I got people singing my songs back to me, and I just feel that energy.
That's fascinating. But you'd also, like, in a dream state, you'd also be the type of person who could presumably handle all of that. Because that's a very intense thing.
Oh, it's very intense.
Be up on stage every night knowing that there's people waiting on your every word and every song. You got to...
Absolutely. You know, almost like doing a radio show for 3 hours.
Well, except you don't go to Buenos Aires where no one speaks your language and then every single word you've ever written.
You don't have to speak the language. First of all, they bought a ticket to see you.
That's what I mean.
I'm not bussing on the streets. Busking?
Busking.
Busking.
Yeah, and bussing. I'm just saying, how many rock stars have you read about who are like, yeah, and then the pills started happening because it's so...
Why do you have...
So intense.
Why do you have to crap on my coma?
Not. I was just pointing out.
That is a sentence I didn't think I'd say today. Why do you have to crap on my coma? It's my coma.
All right, fine.
What would your coma be?
I will tell you. I met a guy when we went to a resort in Mexico many years ago. This was like we saved up money. My wife actually got a little bonus at work that we used. We went to this all expenses paid resort in Puerto Vallarta. It's great. And so we had a great time. We enjoyed it. As we're at the bar in our resort, this guy that we're sitting next to, you know, we're like, he's asking us how we enjoy the place. We said, it's great. He goes, yeah, it's not my favorite I've been to, but it's all right, this place. And I said, oh, yeah, you go on vacation a lot? He goes, yeah. He's like, we go probably about twice a month.
Must be nice.
All expense paid places like this.
All right.
All around the world, wherever it's warm, basically, is where this guy likes to go. And I said, oh, wow. So you obviously don't work. He looked like he was in his 50s. And he goes, no, I used to do logistics for a company, and then I started playing the stock market and did really well for myself, and now I don't have to work anymore.
Okay.
And again, this guy's not famous. You wouldn't know him. I didn't recognize him. I don't think he's got like books out there telling you who he is. He's one of those rich people that just lives his life, enjoys it. No, people know who he is, I'm sure, in his industry, but no one really is going to come up and bug him. That's the lifestyle. No expectations, extreme amount of wealth. And you can just enjoy your life and no one's bugging you.
I'll tell you, there's a spot. Well, it's not there anymore. I've told the story about how Kristen and I got married. We had a destination wedding in Southwest Florida.
Yeah.
And we were in the restaurant of a country club.
Yeah, right.
Overlooking the bay. And anybody who just happened to be having dinner at this restaurant was inadvertently in our wedding.
Right.
Whether they wanted to be or not, because we were just right there. And there is one particular table in this restaurant that I think has the perfect view of the bay. And I just, I love this one table and this one seat at the table. And I've probably been in that seat 15 times.
Okay.
All right. I just love sitting there. And the last time we went, I had my wife next to me and my daughter for the first time in the other seat.
Sure.
To my right. And we got a bottle of wine on the table and Samantha is there coloring and talking to us.
Yep.
And I'm looking out at the sunset on this bay and I'm thinking, this is the spot. Like if I was going to be stuck in a spot.
Sure.
That I was just going to revisit for the rest of my life when I'm sitting in a nursing home, wetting myself, not knowing what's going on. I want to be in this spot. Well, sadly, they had Hurricane Ian down there a couple years ago, wiped the place out.
Oh, no.
It's gone. Now, they're rebuilding it. It's going to be a different space, and I'm sure it's going to be beautiful. But that space will be gone, and a new space will be there. And I regret that I couldn't sit at that table one more time.
Yeah, I get that.
That's my, you know what? There's my coma spot.
There you go. Beautiful. Now, Dustin replied to this. Where would you, if you had a, you know, you're in a coma, it's a dream state, it's not real, where would be this second life that you would want to live? Dustin's reply is, you know, also great. He said, second life with Sidney Sweeney, not even close.
All right, scratch what I said. I'm going to throw my wife and daughter off the bridge into the bay, and I'll be at the table with Sidney Sweeney.
You know what? We both have talked about this. If you actually met Sidney Sweeney and she was like, what's up, Tiger? You know, and you're just like, ah, like I would be so freaked out. I'd say, I can't. There's no way. You're not going to enjoy this. It's going
to
be miserable.
I have to go home now.
But in a dream state, I would know she won't be miserable because this isn't even real.
And, somehow we're so disgusting and disappointing. Even in the dream, she would be miserable.
No, because in the dream state, I assume like I said, you'd be the person who could go up on stage and play, you know, 50 songs a night for 100 dates. And I would be the type of person that would make Sidney Sweeney go, all right, like that's where I would be.
Man and Bone worked hard all week to bring you seconds of quality entertainment. We've stretched that into 2 hours. Stay tuned. The Fan.
If you were on the fence saying, is this a crappy show or not? Well, good news. You don't have to be on the fence anymore. So here's the backstory. So our program director, Fish, came to us not too long ago and said, hey, I know that, you know, you guys like to play music on your show. And that's a big part of what you do, whether it's just playing something to make fun of it or singing Creed or whatever. You can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
At least for the time being.
Some legalities and things. The ever-changing world of the digital landscape of our business. Got to make sure that we're in compliance with everything. So as that happens, we got to, you know, mind our P's and Q's.
It's above my pay grade. And so I go along with it because I have to. And
that's right.
You know, Bone and I said, well, music's a big part of the show. How do we still incorporate music into the show if we can't play anything? I had the thing last week where I sang karaoke. I sang some Bon Jovi karaoke. Good news, I'm not going to be doing any of that right now for you. I can't rule that out in the future that I won't make an ass of myself and sing more karaoke because I probably will. But Bone and I decided, well, if we can't play any licensed music, there's nothing that says that we can't create our own songs and play those because we own that.
If we make it.
We make it. It's
right.
It's ours.
Exactly.
So we decided to write some songs. We're going to debut the first song today, and I'll give you a little backstory about the song. Tomorrow, another song. Thursday, another song. Friday, one more song, and then we'll play all the songs and have you vote on your favorite song. Or by then, you will have burned your radio.
Or whatever you listen on.
And you will never be listening to us again. But now, we're going to debut a new song every day.
We have often complained about the budget on this show where we say, you know, if we had like some money to do this or that, maybe we could go do something like that. Like go to Greenland. We're not asking to go to Maui. We're asking to go to Greenland.
I am asking to go on a private jet. I mean, there's that.
We would ask for that if we went to Maui, too.
Yeah, fair enough.
All right, I'm just saying. We didn't say, like, take us to Madrid. We said, Greenland, Nook, can we get there? They're like, oh, no, too pricey. So you might be asking, how is it that we have made music? Mike and I are not musicians, not formally. Although, I mean, Mike, I don't know if I speak for you, but for me, I know the rhythm is within me.
Yes.
And the rhythm is within you, I feel like. So.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, we were given some leeway by the powers that be around here. Conveniently enough, former 10TV sports anchor Dave Holmes left. And they, like, the next week were like, hey, we got a budget for you to, you know, get some music made if you want to. So we didn't ask too many questions. I don't know if this is
internally
the Dave Holmes largesse.
We have been celebrating the dead corpse of Dave Holmes because now we can spend what he was making.
That's right.
And he'll go and it's a win-win because he'll go someplace else and make more money than he was making here.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah. I hope so.
Yeah. So what the first song that we're going to debut today is a song that I wrote. It's actually a pop song, which is interesting because I don't really listen to pop music. But for some reason, I had this thing in my head. I wanted to write a pop song about Ryan Day.
Okay.
And it's titled Ryan Day. And so I'm not singing it because I actually wanted to do the song justice.
Thank God.
We have professionals that are doing this, not me and Bone.
Yep.
But the words, the thoughts, it's all me. And so we're going to debut this here. I hope you like it. Again, it's pop music, but I think it's kind of catchy. So here it is. The song is called Ryan Day.
You made a joke look like a king, and now he taunts you with his ring. So far, all you've done is talk. It's time for you to walk the walk. The pressure is mounting, promises are empty. Go the distance, expectations are clear. You talk tough and play soft. Time to get rough.
It's a banger, Mike.
That's my song.
That's a crank it up in the summer kind of song.
I don't know about that.
It's a low key vibe.
It's low
but
key.
I like it.
I wanted like a dreamy sort of pop feel to it.
Well, you did a good job with that. I like it.
You know,
it's exciting.
I think you know. It's a harsh commentary of where we are as a football program, right? Mm,
that's right.
But
yeah.
it's sung in a very sweet voice.
It is. Yeah, it's a very pleasant voice.
Anyway,
I'm excited now to find out the ranges of our band that we're working with, because I mean
we got one tomorrow for you.
I know,
and it's not going to sound anything like this one today. I guarantee you that. Completely different.
Yeah, and you know what? If you want to hear this played, I mean, you We're not a music station, but obviously you and I both worked at music stations for many years. I do occasionally miss being able to play requests. So if we get requests for songs down the road, if you like some of these songs, we'll just throw one on for you. Mm-hmm.
So this here time tomorrow, we'll have another original song. We'll do this until Friday. And
what? No. I didn't know. There we go. Same time, same place.
Same time tomorrow.
There we go.
Same time tomorrow.
That's beautiful.
Okay. Teddy, what'd you think of it? Did you enjoy it?
I loved it, yes.
Timmy's in there. You like it, Timmy? Banger? You want to take some E and hang out at the club?
With the bosses?
That's not an E song. That's not a club. I mean, no, it could be in a club, but it's not like that's not like the EDM stuff where we're, you know,
no, like I'm just
180 BPMs.
I'm blown away that you could pull that off.
I know. His voice is really dynamic.
And you... Yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
Multi-talented. And you wrote the whole song?
Yeah. Yeah,
you have a team of writers?
No, I wrote that song.
No, they only gave us enough for the band and the musicians. They didn't give us any like writing help.
No. I wrote the song. All the lyrics, everything.
Yeah, I guess I can see that.
Thanks, Timmy. Okay.
That was great.
Let's move on.
I liked it.
All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
All right, yesterday we unveiled a brand new original song.
Mm-hmm.
So Fish, our program director, came to us a while ago and said, hey, I know you like to play music on the show. However, we're putting a moratorium on music. On the shows, you can't play music anymore. Copyright issues, bunch of mumbo jumbo.
It's a thing going on in the industry. We're just trying to get out ahead of it, all that stuff.
Right. So we thought, well, if we can't play somebody else's music, why can't we make our own music? We own it.
Right.
There's no copyright issues because it's ours. So Bone and I decided to write some original songs. I played for you my original song. I didn't sing it. We have professionals doing this.
Mm-hmm.
About Ryan Day yesterday, just a pop song about Ryan Day. And today, a completely different vibe.
Yep. We went with this one. I felt like if we're going to do pop one day, we got to go the other extreme the next day. And that is to go with like an 80s metal kind of vibe. A song about the Blue Jackets. And we're calling this song Cursed Ice.
Cursed Ice.
Yeah. So enjoy.
Is that it?
I guess, yeah.
All right, here we go. The world debut of Cursed Ice. Tell you, buddy.
Yeah.
I'm sad that you only did one verse of this song.
Well, you know, I figured let's keep it high and tight.
I think we need an extended version of this because it's a banger. I enjoy it.
Well, we wanted something. In my mind, I said, let's go for Testament. If you know the band Testament, not a Christian band, by the way, just pointing that out. But yeah, you know the band Testament? That to me is like right down that alley. Now, it's not Testament. I wish it was. Maybe if we ask nicely, maybe someday they'll perform it. I don't know.
So yesterday we had the pop song called Ryan Day. This song, 80s metal-y song,
mm-hmm.
called Cursed Ice.
Yes.
Tomorrow, I will just wet your whistle by saying this. 90s ska.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
This is... Now, Bodie Wells right now is Googling feverishly. He does not know what ska is.
90s ska. We wanted a different sound for every song this week.
Mm-hmm.
So...
And there are different sounds for each song. I agree with you on that.
Let us know if you enjoyed the song today. Let us know if you go back and listen to the podcast, which, by the way, is available wherever you get your podcast. Just search Common Man and T-Bone. Click subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device. Yesterday's song is right there on the podcast because we own the music. They can't take it away.
That's right.
Spotify can't yank us down like they normally would if we just played a random song. This is our song. Go back and listen to the Ryan Day song. Of course, you can listen back to this one when the podcast drops after the show and tell us what you think. It is Wild Card Wednesday.
Well, Timmy Hall sitting in there. Timmy, I'm curious. You're not the biggest fan of metal per se, but what did you think of that song? Did you enjoy that?
That wasn't too hard.
Okay.
That wasn't too hard.
Good.
I was telling Ted that had that sound, and maybe this is by design. I'm not going to say that was like Machine Head, but that's what was playing in my mind.
No.
Because it sounded like a tune that when the lyrics were done and it was just that they're skating around and they're getting ready for
Face
Off.
That's right. They won't do it, but they should
play that
at Nationwide Arena for a Jackets game.
I don't know if that's opening Face Off, but maybe, you know, second period or third period, getting back to it. It could be one of those songs that they play.
I agree with you, and I don't know why this isn't embraced around here, because to my mind, ice hockey and like heavier rock go so well, whether we're talking metal, whether, like you said, Bush, Machine Head, like whatever you want to throw out there, something in that vein or heavier, I always think that stuff merges perfectly. Hockey is a violent sport that...
Yes.
Angry, yes. Shouting
it's
music.
It's fast. It's got energetic.
An edge to it. Yeah. There's a lot of...
You're on edges.
Yeah.
So, I mean, let's go.
Literally on edges.
We need some toxicity. I don't know if I've ever heard that one out
system
there Nationwide.
Of a down. Yeah. I did see the New Jersey Devils. They have had I'm not even joking, like actual hardcore, like thrash bands playing in their like stadium, in their arena, not as a concert, just like as you're walking in. They're doing it like where they would have, I don't know, like a vendor or something, like a hot dog stand. They just have a stage and people are like moshing in Jersey. Devils
during
jerseys.
The game. They're not doing this.
Intermissions.
Before the game. Yeah.
Like an hour before the game.
Like as you're walking in.
Okay. Hour before the game. I'm just saying like when they're in the third period, they're playing the game.
But I'm saying that's like and again, I love this. We have like country bands or we'll have like a hip hop act and that's all good.
We had a Jimmy Buffett cover band.
Sure.
The last game this season.
That's fine.
That's what we had going on. It was, you know.
I'm just saying.
Wasting away again in Margaritaville and then Jersey there. Yeah.
In New Jersey, they're throwing down. Now, maybe they do that other times where they also have the Jimmy Buffett guy come in and do that.
I'm sure they have some Bruce Springsteen going on, right?
Sure, yeah. But you got to embrace the metal a little bit more, I think, over there. In fact, I think Mike Todd, our guy with Dairy Queen, he loves metal.
He's a metal guy.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, he loves metal. But for that song, because we are kind of ripping the Jackets, he's probably like, I have a Hofty, but I don't know if I can enjoy this. I don't know what's going on.
Do you do this when you're alone in your Mustang?
What do you mean?
Do you just bang? Do you bang away? No. I meant on the heavy metal front.
Oh,
are you just
buddy.
Banging away all the way back to Marysville?
Buddy, if I'm listening to music, 95% of the time, I don't want to understand the lyrics. I just want to feel the anger.
Are you screaming in the car?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I scream in the car.
I yell the F word.
But it's because I'm watching
everybody.
I'm listening to the Buckeye show. And I'm like,
yes.
Damn it, this is terrible.
Yes. Like I said,
my
yes.
God.
Timmy, what I said was if I'm listening to music on the way home, that's rare because I'm only listening to the Buckeye show.
It's okay.
If you're on it.
It's all right.
No,
You don't have to do that.
And then, but then at 5 minutes in when you're like, I got to tell you, Jake Diebler's the greatest basketball coach in the history of basketball coaches. Then I'm like, put the music on and scream. Just kidding. I'm
wild
just kidding, too.
Card yep.
You know, I
Wednesday.
Love you. And I love Jake, too. Let's go, Jake Diebler.
What do you got, Boner?
Let's see. I have got Aaron, who says, my guys, it's May in Ohio. That's true. Today's May 1st. Sandals with pants, acceptable or not? I mean.
Look, man, you do you. I'm not a sandals guy. I don't like to show my feet to anybody. I don't want to see your feet, and I assume nobody wants to see my feet. So that's the way I roll.
I love sandals. However, I only enjoy them when I know that shorts are accompanying. Because to me, those are like a package deal. I'm not a big fan of, like, my brain gets confused when I put long pants on, but then put sandals on. It's like, are we at the beach? Are we getting ready to walk through like an apple orchard? I'm confused. If I have pants on, I presume it's cold enough to wear like closed-toed shoes. If I have sandals on, I figure it's got to be at least 80 degrees.
You're asking the wrong person. First of all, I've known Timmy for how long?
12 years.
Never seen your feet.
No, that's a lie.
That's a lie.
No, here's
you've definitely worn sandals here before.
Let me refresh your memory. You are the one that got me on the right track and shamed me out of sandals in the workplace.
I don't remember this.
You did. Yeah, you did.
All right, well, I'm proud of myself.
The Avril Lavigne jeans, gone, burned.
Well, that's
and
ridiculous.
No more sandals.
You look like Skater Boy.
You said, see you later, boy.
That's right. I did see you later,
you
boy.
You know what? That's fine. We talk about this all the time. If we can't shame each other.
That's right.
When we're not doing the right thing, what are we supposed to do?
I'm quite sure that I've never seen Ted's feet ever.
Well, that I know. Ted, I don't even think I've seen Ted's legs. Ted, have you ever worn shorts?
No, I've seen Ted's legs.
I've worn shorts a couple times. Yeah,
really? Not often. When Ted's working weekends, he'll come in with the shorts.
I'm not talking about the booty shorts you wear on the weekends. I'm saying when you're in here, you're not wearing like khaki shorts. I've never seen that.
I'll wear some shorts for you here, like maybe a couple weeks or so.
You want to know like a real treat is it's only happened twice in the 12 years I've been here, but seeing Teddy on the golf course, that's a treat. Just to see him tucked in the golf attire, because even though he wears collared shirts sometimes, he never looks like that.
He doesn't
see him
talk.
In golf no. mode.
By the Sloppy. Way, we're burying the lead here because Timmy got to interact with royalty today.
My guy.
Who did you talk to today?
A couple of my guys.
Hey, how's it going? It's Jack Nicklaus here. Getting ready for the memorial.
Okay.
Golden Bear.
Hang on.
Today.
I'm about to say something sacrilege. That's not what I meant.
I know you meant Jack Nicklaus.
You're talking about Dale Jr.
Yes.
Yeah.
Panama Ted's redneck Jesus was here.
Yeah, your guys.
Timmy sends me a picture like, well, look, it's like I'm standing next to a race car driver. I'm like, you're standing next to the savior of the South. You know that? Like, there are people who worship this man. Panama Ted is one of them. And you're just like, oh, look at this guy. I'm like, Teddy. Can you believe he got to meet Dale Jr.?
Oh, it was Dale Jr. and Jack there at the same time then, right? I mean,
that's
perfect
for you. That's
golf and NASCAR right together.
What were you talking to Dale Jr. about?
He's a nationwide guy. So he was at this event today, and Jack and Barbara, they fly in for this. They give away a Youth Spirit Award. It's something that they do through the memorial, through their foundation. So we're getting close to the tournament. They've done this for 14 years or so. And Dale, this is the first time I can recall Dale Jr. They've had some other sports celebs here, like Julie Inkster, LPGA legend.
Yeah.
She was so cool. Big fan of hers, getting to meet her. And I'm about to travel out to San Francisco tomorrow, where she's from and grew up playing golf. She was cool. But to talk to Dale and get him talking about the differences and similarities between golf and NASCAR.
Did you get your interview with Dale Jr.?
I got a few questions with him on the mic.
Oh, look at that.
I'll give it to you.
Teddy. Ted and I went once to go meet Dale Jr. and instead we got to meet Tyler Reddick. Nice kid. Good dude. NASCAR driver.
You seemed very disappointed.
Well, I was like kind of expecting it. Ted, though, this was his chance to meet Dale Jr. and he didn't get to. And Timmy just stumbles into Dale Jr. like it's nothing. I'm just saying.
Are there a lot of similarities between golf and NASCAR?
No.
Well, you know what? For a long time, some of the venues, only white people.
There you go.
In both.
Augusta and every track down south.
You know what? Lots of rich dudes walking around at both of those events. That's racing and golf. There's lots of rich people.
Well, as I said, you know, it's one winner. That's it. You get one winner. Go.
That's right.
Just like in golf.
Field of
you ain't first, you're
dozens
last.
Or hundreds, and only one gets to win. You're exactly right.
I mean, you have racing teams.
Like Live Golf has their teams.
Golf teams, that's right.
Like the, I don't know, the Stingrays or the Aces.
No, it's the High Flyers, right? Isn't that name?
High Flyers.
Yes.
More Common Man and T-Bone Weekend is coming up after the break. Don't leave. I can see you. There's nothing better than this anyway. That's clearly a lie. The Fan.
I've got wild cards if you want me to give you a few.
And yeah, go ahead.
Some of it is feedback from the original song we did today.
Okay.
This one comes from Braden, who says, not going to lie, I was nervous that I would be embarrassed for you when I listened to your song yesterday, but was genuinely impressed on how good I thought it was. Have you ever been embarrassed by someone you looked up to and it made you perceive them differently? So he's saying he liked the song from yesterday and thought that was good and was worried he was going to be embarrassed, but he wasn't. Thank you for that.
Well, first of all, what we embarrass you many different ways.
Right.
Our musical ability is probably the least of that.
Yeah. Are we counting sports figures in this? Because, I mean, I've had plenty of sports figures where I was like, yeah, that guy's awesome. And then you find out they're not awesome and you're like ashamed, maybe, instead of embarrassed. I don't know. That's probably not the same thing.
Yeah, I forget who said it, but the worst thing you can do sometimes is meet your heroes.
Well, yeah, right. It's not great.
I can't think of anything off the top of my head, though, where I was embarrassed.
No, I don't. I mean, I had, growing up like in high school, there were teachers that I had at the time. This is probably the closest thing to it. There were teachers I had at the time that I thought were brilliant, made great points, and I took a lot of what they said to heart, and I really liked some of the points they made in our classes. And then I would get to like the very little bit of higher learning I went to and instantly learned like, oh, that wasn't really as good of an argument as I thought it was. And like, as I've gotten older, I've looked back now and realized, well, those are really flimsy points they were making.
That's
so like,
right.
That's about the closest I've had. I still like those people and respect them. I don't agree with what they were trying to teach me.
Remember the time where I thought to myself, I can't trust my parents.
Okay.
And I remember feeling sad that I could not tell them anything. And I'm going to tell this story, and I think you're going to think it's a joke, and it's not. And I'm going to say it word for word, even if I get in trouble with Fish. It was Sunday night. I was probably, I don't know, 5, 6? I don't remember.
Okay.
But somewhere around then. And my grandparents had come over for Sunday dinner. And sometimes after Sunday dinner, we would all sit down and watch a movie. And I don't even remember what it was. I want to say it was like Funny Farm with Chevy Chase or something.
I remember that movie.
Some movie that wouldn't have been too offensive for a kid of my age.
Sure.
To also watch with adults.
My family was super strict on that stuff. I watched Funny Farm when I was a kid, so that would make sense that you guys would not find that offensive in any way.
Right. So I remember I'm sitting on the floor next to my mom when we're watching this movie, and something happens on the screen where two characters kiss.
Sure.
And it's not like porno kiss, but it's the way a husband and wife would kiss each other.
Passionate kiss.
Yes. And I remember I whispered to my mom, I said, I'm really embarrassed about something. And she said, what? And I said, sometimes when I see two people kiss, my pee-pee gets hard. That's what I said to her.
Pee-pee working. Pee-pee very working.
I didn't know why, you know? It's just...
Right.
I said this to her.
If you're a male, you've experienced at some point where that thing started doing its own thing and you didn't know
what was happening. Well, I didn't know if there was something wrong with me.
Sure.
You know, because why is that happening to me?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember thinking, well, I can trust my mom.
Oh, I
can tell her this.
Right.
She laughs and then tells the whole room what I said.
Oh, no.
And I was so embarrassed. And I remember thinking at that moment, I cannot tell these people everything.
Oh, man.
It was that moment.
Wow. Yeah, that would do it. I can definitely understand how that would do it. Yeah, but now you've worked to a point where you can tell thousands of people about
that. No, I know. Now I can say, pee-pee don't work. Hey, hey, hey. And they probably wish I wouldn't tell people that.
Oh, man. I will never forget. Because it wasn't with my parents or anything. It wasn't a trust issue. It was the first time I learned, like, I thought I was the only one experiencing that thing that you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
Because
you don't know. You have no idea this is a natural thing. You think you're a freak.
I was in I was probably in third or fourth grade, and we were out on the playground, and for some reason there was like a wiffle ball bat out there. And like the one girl in our class that everyone had a crush on walked by us, and she looked, she looked very pretty to all of us that day. And one of my friends, I will not forget, had the wiffle ball bat, had it in the middle of his legs, and he just goes, swing, and like stuck it like 6 to noon, like right. And in that moment, I was like, oh, hey, someone else has that too?
Me too.
Whoa, I didn't know that.
Let's get together and look at him. Come on.
I remember being so relieved. I was like, I'm not the only one this is happening to. That's good to know. I had no idea. I thought I was on an island. I didn't know if it was supposed to be like that all the time or none of the time. I thought it was wrong. Like, I was like, where I'm at in the middle, where sometimes it is and sometimes it isn't, that probably isn't right. It's supposed to be one or the other. And it turned out, no, I was perfectly normal as it worked out.
I was going to say this is oversharing. Everything we talk about is oversharing.
Have you just joined the show?
I know. Yeah. I know. So the first time that I ever truly felt anything down there.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
I thought something was medically wrong with me.
Yeah.
Because I was laying in bed and we had the porno channel. But it was all scrambled up.
Again, if you're not of a certain age.
Yes, I know.
The blurry channel, the blurry scrambled channel.
And like if you watched it long, you could still hear everything. If you watched it long enough, maybe you could see a nipple.
Oh, for sure.
Right?
It would like pass in and out of the very small part of the screen that was not blurred or not
scrambled.
And so
me and all my pervy friends, we would, you know, talk. Hey, did you watch the scrambled channel last night, the porno channel? Yeah, I saw it. Did you see? Yeah, I saw it for 2 seconds. I saw it.
Right.
And so I'm sitting there and I'm watching the porno channel and something begins to occur.
Yeah, of course.
And it's the first time that's ever happened. And I thought there was something. Oh, I thought to myself, you've done it now. I've done something wrong. I actually got up. I was ready to knock on my parents' bedroom door.
Oh, no.
And say, I think there's something wrong with me. I have to go to the hospital.
But you had already learned from telling your mom, well, if I tell this lady, she's just going to, what's she going to do, run around the neighborhood and be like, my son's an idiot.
I thought to myself, well, I'll just wait a little while. Wait a little while and see if this stops.
Yeah.
Right?
And
then I decided, I like whatever this is.
So yeah, that's you. Very soon after the initial, I'm not sure what this is.
What is this? Oh, mommy, help! No, don't stay there.
Hang on,
I'm good.
Yeah, just
stay
the door.
There.
Yeah, right.
Actually, never bother me again. The rest of my life is in that moment. I didn't realize the rest of my life was over
right.
or just starting.
Right.
I don't know.
You don't know in that
moment.
Because
then it just takes over your entire life.
Yeah. I am now thinking about the Scramble Channel on cable, and it's brought me to this question. Was the technology not, like, I don't remember watching, like, HBO. We didn't have HBO.
We didn't have that.
Right. But what I'm saying, we had the ability to have it, but we didn't have it.
Right.
But I remember when we flipped past it, it just wasn't on there. It was just a blank channel. It wasn't like I could see, like, a stand-up special or hear it. But it was just scrambled.
You're right. It was just gone.
So was there some like weird pervy dude running the switchboard at these cable companies?
Let's just
like,
give him a little taste.
Yeah, let's let him hear it. Give him a little bit of the nip, if you know what I mean.
Maybe they'll want to order it then.
Right. Why was that one?
I don't know.
That one actually had noises and sounds and there were images you could kind of see. Wouldn't you think it would be better if you could do that with HBO? Or Cinemax, wouldn't you do that with the all-on, like, Girls Car Wash 17? Wouldn't you think you'd put that movie also just completely not on the TV? They knew what they were doing to us, is what I'm telling you.
Then as I got older, because you get in the ad of a back of a magazine, they had ads for cable descrambler boxes.
Oh, yeah, right.
And I saved up all my money. It was like $350, which at that point in my life.
Must be nice.
No, that was like everything I ever had or will have.
Ted, and I saved it up. Did you know Mike sold drugs when he was a kid? I didn't know this. Where did you get $350? In the 90s?
I don't know.
As a kid?
Communion money or something?
I don't know.
Confirmation money?
My gosh.
I saved it up, and I remember I bought it, and my mom was like, what are you doing with this? And I said, I'm going to watch the wrestlings.
Yeah.
Gotta watch the pay-per-views.
Of course.
Right? In my mind, it's like, don't question. I want to watch Naked, too. Because it worked on the Naked.
Yeah. And then your mom's like, what are you watching there? You're like, oh, it's WrestleMania. Really fast-paced match here with...
I'm clapping! That ladder match, great.
This is one of those like men versus women matches. Just it's new. Don't ask any questions. Please
lingerie
don't open the door.
On a pole match.
There certainly was a pole involved.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we've run out of time, and we didn't do our. Now we've gotten to the point in the show where we are distracted from doing the distracted things.
Yeah. So we're gonna have to next segment. Talk about our Fat Boy food tee up.
Yes.
That we didn't do this segment because we were instead talking about the first time pee-pee working.
Pee-pee working the way God intended
it. It's pee-pee no worky and then pee-pee go worky, right? Like, I think we were talking about the first time we had pee-pee go worky.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how my mother has just a big mouth. We'll just tell everybody.
Right. That's, you know, it's unfortunate when you learn that can't tell someone secrets like that.
I know. It's the moment you realize, like, oh, these are people.
Well, you're getting her back.
These are
now.
Human beings.
Now, because you're telling all their secrets. So
I know.
Here you go.
I embarrass her every day.
There you go.
It's called my career.
Men and Bone request that you stick around because the show isn't over yet. More stupidity awaits you on the other side of the break. The Fan.
Oh. How you doing on the sleep? Did you catch up? Did you get some more rest?
No, I never sleep.
What do you mean?
I haven't had a good night's sleep in 30 years. I don't sleep.
How long? What's like a long night of sleep for you?
First of all, I wake up every 20 minutes the time.
Really?
Yeah. I'm always up.
Okay.
I'll wake up for like a minute. I'll fall back asleep, but it's not restful.
That's amazing.
Somebody sneezes down the street. I'm like, whoa, what? Who? When I was a kid, fire alarms would go off. Just murderers in the other room.
Hmm. Yeah.
Chainsaws, cutting up my whole family. I'd sleep through the entire thing. Now?
Oh, sure.
A bird outside. Ah!
I will say it's a good thing you don't have cats, because cats in the middle of the night, that's when they're like, hey, you know what would be fun? Let's pretend like we're on meth and then just run around. Some nights I'm asleep and I will get woken up by a cat just running across my face.
Oh,
and
my God, it's terrifying. It's
the worst. Oh, it's the worst, because I'll just be like, bah! Ah! Like, I'm freaking out because I think there's an animal attacking me, and all it was the cat, like, walked across the pillow.
I almost freaked out this morning. I did freak out this morning. So it's, you know, I wake up for the last time at like 6:30.
Okay.
So I wake up, turn on the TV, I'm laying in bed, stay there for a little while, 7:20 comes. That's when I get the kid up.
Okay.
To get all the school stuff ready. So I go to open the door, and just standing there right at the door, getting ready to open my door, but I got there first, is my daughter with, like, you ever see the movie The Ring?
Mm-hmm.
That Samara chick with the hair, just
yes.
Her hair's all in her eyes. And I swear to you, she said, Daddy. And I wasn't prepared for it. I went, ah!
Yeah.
And then she screamed.
Yes.
And then her mother screams because she doesn't know what the hell's going on.
Sure.
Because she's in a different room because we can't sleep in the same room anymore. You know the story.
Yeah, absolutely.
Terrified.
Yeah.
I'd throw the underwear out.
I'll tell you, kids have that ability, don't they? That's happened more than once to me where I will feel like in my room, middle of the night, I'll go, gosh, if I didn't know better, I would say there's someone right next to my bed, but that's impossible. Ah! And it's just, there's a little child standing there going, Dad. And it's just like, why are you? Hey, how's it going? The breathy whispering because they're tired. They don't want to wake up mom. It sounds like at times, because it's so low register, it sounds like Shaquille O'Neal is standing next to my bed like, how's it going? Just say what you need. Tap me. Touch my shoulder. Just say, Dad, like, you can say it. It's okay.
Well, my daughter's a sidler too. I mean, her mother, it's like an elephant walking in the house. You can hear her coming from a mile away.
Okay. She's all
balls of her feet.
Yeah.
You hear her stomping.
Mm-hmm.
But Samantha's like a ballerina.
Oh, just tiptoe
through.
She'll
just sneak right up on you.
Mm-hmm.
We did the math. Common Man has hosted over 5,000 shows on The Fan. Three of them have been halfway decent. Here's Man and Bone.
Daddy.
Yeah.
This ain't one of them.
Yeah. It's a little late, isn't it?
I'm just saying. It's not one of them.
Rubber band.
Rubber band.
Ugh, chunks.
I don't hear it.
You don't. How do you not hear it? How do you not hear rubber band?
I don't hear it. It sounds normal to me. Let me live.
No.
Why can't you walk straight? I don't know. I'm an amputee.
Oh, yeah. That's the same thing.
I'm just saying. You wouldn't mock me if I couldn't walk.
No.
Why are you mocking me? Because I can't talk.
Because you get paid to talk. That's your job.
I don't know about that.
Is to talk for a living.
It's a new song.
What?
You said, why do you now
mock for the way I walk if you wouldn't mock the way I talk?
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
It's a banger.
That sounds like we're good right there. Yeah.
ER Auto Care fan poll, 971thefan.com. What's the best thing about the Kentucky Derby? Your choices. The races, mint juleps, ladies' hats, Bob Baffert's hair.
I don't remember any of what the options were, but I mean, I'm not a huge fan of the Kentucky Derby. I'm just going to throw it out there. Like, I don't.
I'm not either, but you have to pick one.
Okay.
I'm going to say ladies' hats.
Was drinking an option?
Nope. Oh. Well, mint juleps, that's mint drinking. Juleps.
Yeah, okay. Then that's what I'm all about.
You ever have a mint julep?
Yeah. It's good.
Never had one.
Yeah. Just had one at my friend's house.
What kind of liqueur do they put in that?
Bourbon.
That's it?
Well, no, but that's part of what they put mint in it as well.
Well, I know, but is that the only liquor that they put in there?
I think it's a simple syrup.
Yeah.
And then a bunch of ice.
And mint.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Okay.
I mean, it's very different than an old fashioned, which is also simple syrup, bourbon, and then a different botanical, which is like a... Yeah, like an orange rind or a cherry.
I had an orange one in my smoked old fashioned last night. Old,
that sounds good. Where were you going last night? What were you doing?
I was with friends. It's all right.
Thanks for the invite.
I'm just saying, you don't invite me to things. So.
I don't invite you to things. No. Yeah, yours is like, you didn't invite me to the Clippers game. And it's like, because its tickets are available. I went. No. I didn't know I had to tell you to go with me to the Clippers game.
You got like your special hanging out with your buddies, crew tailgate that I'm not invited to.
Oh, you're invited.
All the cool kids go. I can't go.
Where were you?
And then you come back and you're like, oh, you wouldn't believe it. So many people wanted to take pictures with me. Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, just so you know, that the show's going well. People seem to like us.
Hey, they were just handsy with me all night. I couldn't get a word in. They were just touching and rubbing and pictures. And
the amount of grabbing that goes on these days, I'm just getting just a lot of feels.
I know.
Getting all felt up every time I go out now. It's something.
I'm just saying, Teddy and I had a nice time having drinks last night.
Oh, Teddy. Thanks for telling me.
We had to discuss show business.
Yeah, I go out, you know. Once a year, usually, and
me and Ted.
I see.
We tie one on,
that's great.
Yeah,
that's
talking about the show. Yeah,
yeah. I remember asking you guys like, "Hey, are you going to watch the game tonight?" And you were like, "Yeah."
We didn't watch the game together.
But I asked
to our separate quarters.
I asked you, "Are you going to watch the crew game tonight?" And you're like, "Yeah." And I was like, "That's kind of clipped, close, kind of snippy." Didn't know why. Now I know why. Because you guys were going out and you didn't tell me. That's why.
Teddy, remember last night when T-Bone's replacement came in and had drinks with us, too? That was fun.
That's good.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
He is.
I think, Bone, you're going to like him.
Is it the AI guy? AI T-Bone?
It's T-Bone. Hey, it's T-Bone.
Well, you know what? We need more AI T-Bone.
Yeah, what happened to
what
that?
What are you doing over there, Fish?
Yeah, come on.
Canceling shows. Why don't you do something funny?
Yeah, why don't you play the sphere again like a loser, Fish? No one gets that.
Thanks for being part of our club of degenerates.
And still the phenomenon remains unexplained.
More Common Man and T-Bone Weekend is coming up. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
New music coming up. I am reading an article right now about an orangutan that they've witnessed treating an open facial wound with sap and chewed leaves from a plant known to have anti-inflammatory and pain-relieving properties.
Oh, my.
It is the first time a wild animal has been observed treating open wounds with a substance known to have medicinal properties. So we have the monkeys now going to the pharmacy, essentially.
Well, right. I mean, this is if you understand what a lot of research has gone into this, like there are animals that use tools, right?
Yes.
That find that if they do a certain activity, they get a certain result, and then that has turned into a learned ability. Crows are famous for being able to solve puzzles, use tools, things like that. Those are birds. An orangutan being able to put something together, like if I put this on my face, it doesn't hurt as much. Or if I, you know, use this plant in this way, it doesn't hurt as much. I'm not saying it's not surprising. It's astounding, right? That happens. But animals do things like this. So that's another big step, it would seem like. That's very interesting.
This orangutan has also named himself Caesar. And he started to speak.
Oh, okay.
So pretty soon, Planet of the Apes, real. Did I tell you that my sister's leaving gifts for crows?
Oh, yeah. You mentioned that she's a big fan of the crows,
well, she's
right?
She's just turned into a total nutcase.
About the birds.
Just, you know, you have this image, obviously. My sister's my sister. I knew her when I was a kid. She grew up with me.
Yeah.
You know, and now she's turned into this, like, wearing the... Do you remember the Sherry O'Terry character on Saturday Night Live where she's like, see this? It's mine! And she would just stand on her porch and scream at people and had like a house dress on. You know? Yeah. My sister has sort of become that person.
With the cigarette hanging out of her
mouth, where she's
yeah.
like leaving food for crows because she wants to be friends with the crows because then the crows will come and give her a gift.
They do. That's a thing.
She got a rubber band the other day. It was like she won the lottery.
Teddy,
a crow came and gave her a rubber band.
A what?
A rubber band.
Why do you say it that way?
That's how I... What are you talking about?
A rubber band.
Rubber band.
Rubber band. No, rubber band. The accent is on the wrong part of the word.
It sounds the same to me. Rubber band.
Say rubber band.
Rubber band.
You're still not saying it right.
Teddy.
Rubber band. Try that.
Do you hear it?
Yeah, Teddy, we've talked about
Teddy,
this.
Teddy, you rubber definitely band. Hear it. Everybody hears it except you.
I don't I don't hear it.
Rubber band.
So anyway,
high school.
They brought her a rubber band. Rubber band.
I went to a swimming pool. Like, what are you doing? What are you, William Shatner over here? It's so weird. Mighty, mighty Boston's. Like, you just...
I can't hear it. I would fix
rubber
it.
Rubber band.
I would fix it if I could hear it.
Spock, I need a rubber band. Like, why? Why are you doing this?
I don't know why.
It's so annoying.
All right, I can't hear it.
She got a rubber band?
Yes, she put it on her mantle.
Okay, that's good. You said that one right. She get any dolls?
Can I play the song now?
I have ruined him, Ted. I've ruined him just now.
Rubber band.
That's the name of our band, actually. We've been trying to figure out what we're calling this stupid band that we have that's making all this music. They've got to be the rubber band.
I thought it was Dave Holmes' dead corpse was the name of the band.
Dave Holmes' rotting salary or something.
All right, yeah. So the first song we played you was a pop song about Ryan Day.
Yes.
Yesterday's song was an 80s metal song about the crappy Blue Jackets.
That's right.
Today is just, a fun song about this show.
Yeah, I think this is the type of song that if we had a TV show, this would be like a candidate for a theme song
of
the show.
Yeah, I can see that.
Right? If it was like a kitschy 80s TV show, this is kind of where I think this fits.
Yeah, I agree. All right, it's a ska, like 90s ska song. It's called My Guys. Here you go.
Keep on my stereo, hosting a crappy version of the sports show. They spend their time talking about food, playing fun times, and acting crude. Memories out the door, then there's the prick with the football bar. Spending time talking about the Buckeyes, only when they're not eating French fries. They're my guys, always my guys. Keep them in line, talking about sex with the egg wine. Husky dudes be quirky, tell them keep me no worky. Paul Keel saying excuse me, Timmy Hall is acting creepy. Common Man is a miserable dope, bone washes out his mouth with soap. They're my guys, always my guys. Them are fat and lazy. Common Man is totally crazy. Bone at the Metro Park, looking for birds. Jen Witness throwing out the F word. Ric Flair went to North Korea. Common Man is gonorrhea. Always an annoying yell. Listen or you'll go to hell.
All right.
All right, that is my personal favorite of all the ones.
Well, I mean,
that
you can't influence
so
the voting.
Well, I'm not trying to. I'm just telling you what I have one vote. Just mentioning that I like that one.
Yeah, Teddy. Between all the ones you've heard so far, the Ryan Day song, the Jackets Metal song, and this one, which one's your favorite?
I thought we weren't allowed to influence the vote.
Well, I mean, but Bone just did.
Well, I didn't know I wasn't allowed to do that. I just thought I would.
If
give
you
an opinion.
Answer me, Teddy, I'll give you a rubber band.
Well, I should just say that my guy's song is horrible to balance out the Bone vote.
Okay, there you go. That's fine.
Even though I don't believe that at all.
It's a great song. No, I think it's great.
I think it's the best one.
That actually. Will be yeah. in your brain
yeah.
all
yeah.
day.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's
been in mine for a week.
Yeah. That's ska. Like, now, I love ska. So I am a big fan of from Mighty Mighty Boss Tones. I go Mad Caddies. I like... who had the song Beer? Oh, why am I blanking on... I'm blanking on who this... Anyway, I have lots of these bands that I like. Five Iron Frenzy, they were great.
Mm-hmm.
Go check them out. Anyway, ska, right up my alley.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Tomorrow's song, we have one more song.
Real Big Fish. Sorry.
Okay.
Just had to get it out there before I get a million tweets. Thank you.
Sellout was their song,
yeah,
right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's song is... more of a downbeat, acoustic-y type of thing. But I dig it.
Okay.
So hopefully all the other people dig it too.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can vote on your favorite tomorrow. I do want to give you a little programming note. This Saturday at 10 is the Common Man and T-Bone weekend show. It is also the final Common Man and T-Bone weekend show. Fish called us into the office the other day and said, hey, you blow chunks.
What?
And we're going to cancel the show.
Who's chunks?
I haven't met him.
My guy.
He's the guy who lost all the weight, who hosts with Bo Bishop.
My guy, Chunks.
Hi. Chunks here.
That's his name if he gets fat again. We're calling him Chunks instead of Chunks. What's his name again?
Chunks.
Is he the lead singer of the rubber band?
Hey, it's Chops.
No, hey, it's Chunks.
No, not Chops. Chunks.
Hey,
Chunks,
it's Chops.
Is the lead singer of the rubber band.
She's just got way too much energy, even Blue, the other dog.
Common Man and T-Bone.
Catch the live experience weekdays from 3 to 6 and listen on demand at 971thefan.com.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus.
The Fan Sports Center.
Good afternoon, I'm Caleb Blake. Game 2 between the Guardians and the Angels today. LA took game 1 6-0 yesterday with Jose Soriano getting his first win in the majors on the mound. Today it's going to be Reed Detmers facing off against Ben Lively for the Guards. First pitch set at 6:10 at Progressive Field. As for the Reds, they'll be looking to get back in the win column after a 3-0 loss to Baltimore yesterday. Game 2, they'll have Andrew Abbott on the mound beginning at 6:40 at Great American Ballpark. The NBA playoffs, the Cavs couldn't get it done last night despite 50 points from Donovan Mitchell on the road. Orlando takes that one 103-96. We'll have Game 7 tomorrow in Cleveland at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse at 1 p.m. And as for today, we'll kick things off in the second round. Anthony Edwards and the T-Wolves taking on the defending champion Denver Nuggets. Game 1 will begin in Denver at 7 o'clock. And as for the NHL playoffs, big time Game 7 in the Eastern Conference. Maple Leafs taking on the Bruins at 8 o'clock tonight. Breaking sports.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.